Tonight we'll begin in 1 Samuel chapter number 1. We'll begin reading in verse number 10. We'll look at the prayer of Hannah. In verse 10 of 1 Samuel chapter 1, the Bible says, "And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thy handmaid, but wilt give unto thy handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, How long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, No, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord." And I want to look tonight just real briefly at these few verses that we've read, verses 10 through verse number 15, and just meditate on these verses, how we read that Hannah poured out her heart before the Lord. And we look down at verse number 15 tonight, and Hannah spake and said, "I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit." That word sorrowful there means troubled. Hannah was her spirit was in troubled. Oftentimes, just like you and I, our spirit gets in trouble because of circumstance that we may be going through or problems we may be dealing with. Well, here Hannah said, "I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit." In verse number 10, the Bible said, "And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore." We find words of encouragement in the book of Hebrews, verse number 15 of chapter 4. It says, "For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." In verse 16 of Hebrews 4, it says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." And that's what Hannah was seeking for in her life. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, she was in search for God's grace. She was seeking after God's grace. And I'm thankful that the Bible tells us that we can come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And what you and I need tonight as God's children is God's grace to help us in time of need. You and I are in a time of need in our life, and we need God's grace to help us. And in 1 Samuel chapter number 1, we find that Hannah was praying, no doubt, for God to have grace on her, God to show his grace on her and give her a man child, give her the desires of her life. Let's look in verse number 10 of 1 Samuel chapter 1 here together this evening. We find in verse 10, it said, "And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore." We find here that if we look at Psalms 51, that David prayed on behalf of sin. But here, Hannah in 1 Samuel chapter 1 prayed on behalf of her sorrow. And I'm thankful you and I can go to the Lord in prayer and find help for our soul. Rather, if we have committed sin or we're just in a sorrowful spirit, I'm thankful we can go to our Lord and He'll help us in every need of our life, that we can find grace to help in time of need. We find in verse number 10 that Hannah was wise in her prayer, for she prayed, notice in verse 10, unto the Lord. I'm thankful there's no one else that you and I can go to tonight in prayer that will help us, that will give us grace in the time of need other than the Lord. We find here that it was a worthy prayer of Hannah because she directed it, she directed her prayer to the high source, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. She could get no higher with her prayer. She could not direct her prayer in a better direction but unto the Lord. Well, why is that tonight? Well, Matthew chapter 6 and verse number 8 tells us, but be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask Him. When Hannah came in verse number 10 to the Lord in prayer, the Lord already knew what she needed. The Lord already knew what she desired. And tonight, the Lord already knows what you and I need. Lord already knows what you and I desire. He just likes to hear from us. And we find in verse number 10 that Hannah literally cried this prayer unto the Lord. We find it as a worthy prayer for where she directed her prayer. But we find it is a weeping prayer as well. For in verse number 10, the Bible said, and wept sore. This prayer was a prayer from the heart of Hannah. Jump down with me in verse number 13. We find here now, Hannah, she spake in her heart. She poured her heart out before God. She wept before the Lord, her prayer request. I find that she was dedicated in her prayer life. She was getting serious with God in her prayer, that she could care of what anybody was thinking about her. It was just her and God. She got along with God, and God helped her in such a way that brought rejoicing to her heart. For we jump down to chapter 2 of 1 Samuel, chapter 1, and Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoiceth in the Lord. When you and I seem to go to the Lord in prayer in a sorrowful spirit or weeping before the Lord, God will take our tears and turn them into joy. And that's what He did here in Hannah's prayer life. But notice the key thing in Hannah's prayer life is that she continued praying. In verse number 12, and it came to pass as she continued praying before the Lord that Eli marked her mouth. If our prayer of weeping is ever going to turn into a prayer of joy, you and I must have the same motivation as Hannah had in her prayer, and that is to continue praying, even though the times get hard, even though the days look dark, is to continue praying unto the Lord. We find here that no doubt we find it was a worthy prayer. It was a weeping prayer. David in Psalms 51 prayed on the behalf of sin, while Hannah here in 1 Samuel chapter 1 prayed on the behalf of sorrow. But notice here, let's go down to verse number 11. The Bible said, and she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou will indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid. We find here that Hannah was specific in her prayer. Hannah didn't beat around the bush of what she was design from God, but she asked God a particular thing. We find here she said, "Look on the affliction of thy handmaid and remember me and not forget thy handmaid." Notice here her desire, "but will give unto thy handmaid a man child." Hannah was specific in her prayer. But notice here, this was not all just for Hannah's good. Hannah was not just saying, "Give me, give me, give me." But Hannah said, "Lord, if you grant me this man child," notice what she said in verse number 11, "I will give him unto the Lord." Hannah wanted a blessing from God where she could turn back around and give it unto the Lord. We find here all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. Hannah was specific in the way she would give her request back to God, that she would honor God with him answering her prayer. In verse number 28, the Bible says, "Therefore also have I lent him." This is Hannah giving Samuel back to the Lord, as she promised the Lord in verse number 11. "Therefore also I will lent him unto the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord." And he worshiped the Lord there. You and I may have a weeping prayer, but if we continue praying, the prayer of weeping will turn into a prayer of worship. We find here Hannah's passion in her prayer. We find in verse number 10 that she wept sore. In verse number 11, she vowed a vow unto the Lord. In verse number 13, she spake in her heart. And then in verse number 15, the Bible says she poured out her soul before the Lord. I'm thankful this night that you and I can pour out our soul before the Lord. We can come to him boldly to the throne of grace that we may attain mercy and grace to help in time of need. And we can pour our heart out before him. We can come weeping before the Lord. But notice here how one gets help from their prayer. We find in verse number 11 that Hannah's position's important, how she positioned herself in her prayer. We find here that she called herself several times a handmaid. She said, "Look on the affliction of thy handmaid and remember me and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man child." Hannah did not come to the Lord with her chest poked down in any way. She didn't come to the Lord thinking she deserved anything from him, but she came in him in a humble spirit. She came to him in a low position as a servant. And she prayed this prayer totally relying on God. And that's how you and I have to pray as a child of God, is pray totally relying on him. For Hannah's request was something that she had no control of. But God only had control of it. And that's what you and I have got to remember when you and I pray and make our prayer request unto the Lord, that you and I are lifting up a request. You and I are getting a request off of our heart and putting it on the throne of God, on the altar of God, and saying, "Lord, we need you to help us in this situation. Lord, we give this matter unto you. Lord, take it and do with it as you please." And when you and I do that as a child of God, there'll be some help to be found. Our prayer will begin to prosper in the Lord, just like Hannah's prayer. We'll begin to have peace in our heart. Notice down with me in verse 17, the Bible said, "Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace, and the Lord of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him." Verse number 18, when you and I totally trust in God in our prayer life, it will change our life totally. It'll change us spiritually. verse number 18, the Bible said, and she said, let thy handmaid, she never lost her position in her prayer. She never quit being humble in her prayer. She said, let thy handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. Prayer changed her profile, the way she looked. And I'm thankful tonight you and I may be in a sorrowful spirit. You and I may be down and low. But I'm thankful tonight that if you and I go to the Lord in prayer and give Him our problems, give Him whatever we may be going through this evening, I'm thankful we can find joy in Him. We can find comfort in Him. And Hannah dealt with a problem for many years in her life. She wanted a man child. She went down and she got down on her knees and wept and got down to business with God and poured her heart out before Him. And God granted her her prayer. And then we find in verse number one of chapter two, and Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoiceth in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. Then she begins to worship God in her prayer. She begins to magnify the Lord in her prayer. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none besides thee, neither is there any rock like our God. And I'm thankful tonight you and I may not be able to pray the prayer that Hannah prayed in chapter 1 of 1 Samuel, but you and I tonight as God's children can pray the prayer of 1 Samuel chapter number 2 and just brag on our Lord. Just brag on Him, magnify Him, uplift Him, because He's worthy to be bragged on. He's done too much for us to turn back now. He's done too much for us to give up now. And we're just going to continue worshiping Him, continue praising Him, magnifying Him, and pray this prayer. There's none holy as the Lord, for there is none besides thee, neither is there any rock like our Lord. I'm thankful you and I have got a firm foundation in the Lord. I'm glad you and I can put our trust in Him, magnify Him, and glorify Him, uplift Him, exalt Him. There'll be help for mine and your life in our prayer life when our prayer begins to magnify and exalt that name that is above every name, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's worthy to be praised. We'll pray together. We'll pray everyone is doing well. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you. Lord, I pray bless this message tonight. Lord, drive it into the hearts of your people. Lord, I pray that you help us, Lord, get back into your house. Lord, just to worship you. Lord, to magnify you. Lord, we ask you to touch our church family tonight. Lord, help them. Lord, to magnify you. Lord, to uplift your name. And Lord, to stick close to you during these days. Place our eyes on you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.